Russian government refused to use force. At present, Vinci is lodged comfortably near the Emperor's palace, awaiting disposition. Otherwise, there are no signs of war in the capital. There are soldiers in the streets. A whole army of them from Kambata, 35,000 strong, swore savage fealty to the Emperor yesterday morning. But there are always soldiers here. The much feared raid has not yet developed. Even reports from the front are meager. There is no panic whatever. In fact, there's much more excitement on 42nd Street right now. All of which reminds me, it's time to return to New York.
Thank you, Ed Beatty. War is glamorous in prospect and glorious for the victor in retrospect. But the victories of peace are far more splendid than those won by armies. No laurels on the battlefield will be so admired or so long remembered as the triumph of an Italian youth of 20 who conquered time, distance, fog, darkness, and storm. He was Guglielmo Marconi. His triumph was the discovery of radio communication. On a peaceful farm in 1895, Italy, through the genius of her distinguished son, won a victory that was truly noble. The world was astonished when Marconi sent and received an electric wave over a distance of a mile and a half. You have just heard the voice of Ed Beatty coming to you from behind the scenes of the newest theater of war, Ethiopia. This perhaps seemed to you a matter of course. In a sense, you are right, because you can rely on it. The patient human beings, unsung armies of seekers after truth, will devote their lives to the development and perfection of great ideas. In radio, this has been the case. Without pomp or display, men have penetrated the mysterious complexities of radioelectric phenomena. By the painstaking methods of trial and error, and by the rule of reason, radio has grown from the faint signal that Marconi flashed across Italian fields to its present tremendous stature. So even though radio may, as it has today, bring us the dark news of war, it is nevertheless the visible evidence of other campaigns by other armies, the forces of science, the battalions of men who labor to make the world a safer, happier place for all mankind. Already radio has become man's mightiest weapon in the righteous war against the destructive forces of nature. Yes, and of man himself, when he turns destroyer. As to the future, there are many reasons to believe that progress is to come, which will make today's marvels seem almost insignificant, save as pioneering. It was in 1895 that Marconi sent his first radio signal. Less than 4 years later, this newly identified force began its work as a savior of human life. When the steamship Matthew collided with the East Goodwin Sands lightship in a dense fog off the coast of England. A few months later, out of the brooding Newfoundland sky, Marconi received his first transoceanic message from England. RCA is proud of its heritage from the Marconi Wireless Telegraph Company. Out of that original company has grown the organization destined to be most closely identified with the development and future of radio, the Radio Corporation of America, which today celebrates the 16th anniversary of its founding. Through RCA's years of experience in the research laboratories at Camden, New Jersey, and in the creation and development of communication service, broadcasting services, and receivers, a great knowledge of the science of radio has been accumulated. In 1924, with the creation of the superheterodyne circuit and other developments which made household radio reception practical, the need for a continuous source of good programs became evident. In 1926, therefore, RCA founded the National Broadcasting Company to provide for this need. The accumulation of this knowledge and experience is the magic key to radio's future. So the magic key is the name we have given this broadcasting hour. The magic key is turning.
Up in New Haven in 1927, a student of Yale became deeply engrossed in the study of a saxophone. It was the beginning of the best-known college-born band. This same young man developed a style of singing that almost overnight made him a national favorite. His first important broadcast was with the National Broadcasting Company. The fact that his Victor records are bestsellers in all parts of the world is evidence that Rudy Vallee is as well liked abroad as at home.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallee speaking from Radio City. We're going to play a medley of songs that our old fans associate with us. The B-side of our Vallee medley. There's a funny looking booba. He plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, when he saddles on an apple, but the chap rather dabble with his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer to the booba dooba dooba. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa 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 oompa.
Thank you, Rudy. We'll hear more from you a little later. But now another Victor recording artist, a violinist,
one that has appeared the world over and abroad, undoubtedly one of the most popular American musicians. He has been decorated with the cross of the Crown of Italy by the Italian government and has been given the cross of Chevalier of the Legion of Honor by the French government. Ladies and gentlemen, Albert Spaulding playing the introduction and Rondo Capriccioso by Saint-Saëns.
Thank you.
Frank Black, musical director of the National Broadcasting Company, leads the NBC Symphony Orchestra in Ruslan and Ludmila, the overture by Glinka.
Thank you.
In Philadelphia a few years ago, a little girl in pigtails was singing just because she loved to sing. By merest chance, Madame Marcella Sembrich heard her. The result was a trip to New York to study voice. Like a storybook, an opportunity came when a great star was taken suddenly ill. And overnight, the substitute musical fledgling became a triumph. She is appearing in Berlin today. The magic key of RCA turns, opens the door to a studio across the Atlantic in Germany, where the lovely American prima donna and Victor recording artist is waiting, ready to sing. Miss Juscelina Giannini.
Hello, America. It's thrilling to think here I am thousands of miles away, and you're all listening to me in America. I hope it comes over well to my dear ones who are listening in, my love.
Thank you.
Now a little encore. A Mexican folk song, Cielito Lindo.
Yes, we're back in Radio City. Miss Giannini's voice was brought to us by RCA Communications. The radio receiver that picked up her voice was designed by the same engineers that designed the famous RCA Magic Brain, Magic Eye Metal Tube Radio. With one of these sets in your home, you can bring in foreign programs with startling regularity. And now, here's Rudy Valley again.
This is Rudy's Valley in the Connecticut Yankees. We're going to play one of our most popular recordings. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in making love. Gentleman obviously doesn't believe in making love. He shrinks if you mention a bench in the park for two. It's hard to conceive that he doesn't believe in stealing a kiss like me and you and you. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in alcohol. Whenever he lunches, rum punches are all taboo. It seems he's not cursed with that heavenly thirst for bottle delight like me and you and you. He's never been known to gamble. He doesn't take weekend trips. In lover's lane, he won't ramble. And a cigarette has never caressed his lips. He frowns on the latest dances. Says jazz is his favorite bore. He doesn't seek life's romances. So I wonder what on earth he is living for. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in moonlight walks. Alone with a girl and he faints. Yes, that's just what he do. He's one of those gents who just hasn't the sense to thrill to a kiss like me and you and you. And a thither, and a thatter, and a witcher, and a one. The pig got up and slowly walked away, a little novel. October, I was very far from sober, and to toddle home to bed, I finally tried. When my feet began to stutter, and I lay down in the gutter, the pig came up and lay down by my side. Then we sang it all farewell when good fellows get together, till a lady passing by was heard to say, "You can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses." And the pig got up and slowly walked away.
Yes, the pig got up and slowly walked away. Slowly walked away. Slowly walked away.
Yes, the pig got up and shook his head in shame as he slowly walked away. I also will remember an evening in November. I was clinging to a beacon for support. And in my exhilaration, I engaged in conversation with a cab horse, standing deep in thought. Oh, I admit without evasion that on this too divine occasion, I remembered and I was sozzled, as they say. So I asked in accents, "Where are your old faithful from the foot of the railway?" And the cab horse laughed and slowly walked away.
Yes, the cab horse laughed and slowly walked away. Slowly walked away. Slowly walked away.
Yes, the horse actually laughed. And then he answered nay
as he slowly walked
betting me 10-1 that I'll break down and laugh in singing the drunkard song that there's a tavern in the town, but those things only happen once, as they did in our original recording of the drunkard song. There is a tavern in the town.
In the town.
And there my true love sits him down.
Sits him down.
And drinks his wine as merry as can be. And never, never thinks of me. Fairly well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. He left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
Each Friday night we used to spark.
Used to spark.
And now my love, who once was true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, oh, I'll hang my heart. Weeping willow tree. So cut it out, Red. Cut it out.
Fare thee well.
And now I see him nevermore.
Nevermore.
He never knocks upon my door.
On my door.
Oh, oh, is he? He penned a little note. I'll read you the words he wrote. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, time has come for you, and I should say goodbye, adieu, adieu, kind friend, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep.
Wide and deep.
Put tombstones at my head and feet.
Head and feet.
And on my breast, just carve a turtle dove to signify I died for love. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with yours.
Stay with yours.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree.
Fare thee well, fare thee well.
We're glad to have Rudy with us this afternoon and hear him play and sing three more numbers he has recorded for Victor. Did you know you can listen to your favorite ballet numbers every day right through your own radio set? Well, you can. RCA engineers have developed a record player which, when attached to your own radio set, makes it a fine electric phonograph. With it, you can enjoy the 7,000 Victor recording artists anytime. Your RCA Victor dealer will demonstrate it for you. Two, you'll find the price surprisingly low. Now the magic key is turning to the west, and the two stars you've known for a long time. Helen Broderick, you remember her delightful performance in the current RKO picture, Top Hat. At the moment, she is in discussion with Jimmy Gleason, that lovable tough guy of motion pictures. You've heard them frequently in theaters through RCA Photophone theater sound equipment. Right now, they're in the NBC studios on the RKO lot in Hollywood. Let's see what it's all about.
Hello, world. This is Jimmy Gleason speaking.
This isn't.
This is still Jimmy Gleason speaking.
And not so still either.
Either.
What?
Never mind. Let it go. Hello, world. This is Helen Broderick speaking.
So is this.
Look what you made me do.
What?
I gave you the billing. I called you me.
You called me you? Oh, no. I called you.
Now, what is this, an act between you two?
And that's the thought.
I thought we were supposed to be the team. Me and you.
There you go again. Not only do you mention yourself first, but me and you. Where's your grammar?
She's home with Grandpa.
Let go of my arm, whoever's holding it. I won't hurt him.
Well, how about the speech?
Jimmy, that gentleman is once more amongst us.
Tell him we don't want any.
But he's right at that. What about the speech?
What speech?
The speech about us.
Oh, that. Oh, just don't make it.
But that's what we're here for.
I know, but why let it out? Keep it a secret. That's my motto. Fool him.
You mean not tell him a thing?
Sure.
What'll RKO say?
What can they say? What can three initials say? Now, they A.
Now, wait a minute. You mean nobody's to know that you and I are to be a team?
That's right.
And all that stuff about the Stuart Palmer murder mysteries that we're going to be to make is going to be left out?
The hull of it.
No mention of the first one, the Briar Pipe mystery?
Not a mensch.
Well, how do you like that? Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
What?
Make the speech, that's what.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
You ain't got nothing on me.
Hello, world. This is...
I'm sorry, Miss Broderick, but you know time...
I'll let her alone.
But the time is up.
Up where?
Well, we're about to go back to New York.
But we haven't made the speech yet.
Well, it's too late now, I'm afraid.
Oh, it is, eh? Well, if Helen wants to make that speech, she'll make it.
But, Jimmy, you know...
Wait a minute. Just for that, I won't make it.
What?
Oh, let him do without it.
How are they going to know it's Gleason and Broderick?
Jimmy, Broderick and Gleason.
Hello, world. That was Jimmy Gleason and Helen Broderick speaking.
This
wasn't...
Thank you, Helen, and thank you, Jimmy. We return now to New York. Take it away, New York.
We are again in Radio City, the heart of the great nationwide network of the National Broadcasting Company and the headquarters of RCA. Albert Spaulding, the noted American violinist, plays Fritz Kreisler's arrangement of a melody from Gluck's opera Orpheus, with piano accompaniment by André Benoit.
Thank you.
Before the magic key of the RCA turns, drawing to a close the second of a new series of weekly broadcasts, may we extend to you, our listeners, a cordial invitation to avail yourselves of the many services and products offered by the RCA family. These facilities have been devised by RCA as the means to one of our great objectives, instantaneous communication among people everywhere. For a better radio or phonograph, your nearest RCA Victor dealer will gladly show you the newly announced 1936 RCA Victor Magic Brain model. When you want to send a telegraph, RCA Communications System brings the whole world within a few minutes of home or office. Radio Marine carries your message to ships and from ships to the shore. For fine entertainment, RCA offers you the National Broadcasting Company. Frank Black leads the NBC Symphony Orchestra in the finale from the New World Symphony.
Thank you.
We hope it will be our privilege to be your guest at this same time next Sunday when the magic key turns and the members of the RCA family present the male chorus of 200 voices direct from the University of Stockholm, the eminent pianist Harold Bauer, Walter Houston and Nan Sunderland in a scene from Othello, Richard Himber and his orchestra, John B. Kennedy, the brilliant news commentator, and Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Valley was presented through the courtesy of the Fleischman Company. Milton Cross speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.